The first child that I came to, hold on, Ines, stay where you're at. Come here, Vienna. It's a depiction of a young teenager in depression, going through hard times in school and trying to figure out how she's going to make it. Just sitting there in her sorrows and sitting there, how am I going to make it through this season? Just through the school year. Do you know there's many teenagers today that can't even handle the stress of the schoolwork because there's so much pressure that is on them. And Jesus comes directly to them. But the thing is, if they don't know who Jesus is, they're never going to experience the true love and the healing power of Jesus Christ, what he's already done. And she came out of her depression because of Jesus coming to her. The next child was a child that was cutting herself. The cutters always represent somebody that has either been molested, has gone through a rape crisis, and trying to end their life because they're trying to get the pain out. And there's seasons that sometimes the teenagers or even you as adults are trying to get the pain out of your body. Cutting represents, I need the pain to be removed. I want it out, and I'll create the pain within first because the pain came so deep, you try to cut it out. And Jesus came to her and brought her up out of that to see that she is beautiful and wonderfully made to walk in the likeness of Jesus Christ. We don't quite understand when people go through their storms. You may not understand why they cut. You may not understand why they do their drugs or their alcohol or their binging that takes place. You don't know their story. But we have to reach out and touch. Jesus came to her and lifted her up out of her darkness and out of that spirit of death. The next one is someone covered in death because of cancer that was trying to take her out. And Jesus came in and touched. And touched through either doctors, procedures, or even a miracle to bring and take authority over cancer. And she was set free. But if you notice, if you're watching, she had to press through. Now we all know the story with the woman with the issue of blood. We've tried to think, well, she did everything she could. But this woman, a woman of cancer, breast cancer, maybe a woman that just had lymph node cancer, maybe somebody had cancer in their family but didn't know how to go through the process, scared. Cancer eats away, but Jesus can restore everything in your life and brought about healing. How many of you have witnessed things and sometimes you cry out for your children? You're praying, you're crying out, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. My son is being tormented. My daughter's being tormented. And you can't quite understand how you're going to get it. And then you even see how the church was praying and praying and praying, but nothing ever took place. No, nothing ever happened to bring about deliverance. Jesus tells his disciples that it's through prayer and fasting that you deal with this demon. And it's not the demon within here. It's the demon within here, which is called doubt. And we doubt. The enemy knows your doubt, so he's going to continue to manifest in you. But even a young child, how many of you know children in your life or loved ones in your life that they feel like they're helpless? Jesus can come through and help. Come through and bring about healing, deliverance, and peace. Can you imagine what the mother feels like when they feel hopeless, they can't do nothing? They've tried everything, prayer, they've gone to church, done everything, and nothing's taken place until Jesus shows up and brings about healing. As you saw the blind woman crying out, have you ever felt like Jesus has passed you by? Because everybody else is getting touched, everybody else is getting healed, but it just seems like the infirmity that's in your life or the situation doesn't quite go away. Have you ever felt like he's just walking by, but yet you're crying out? Jesus. Jesus, the story in the Bible is about blind Bartimaeus that he screams and he's yelling. But even the disciples say, hold your peace. Hold your peace. Sometimes you're crying out so much for Jesus to touch you and to come through for you. And you need him to touch you in that special area of your life that you need healing. But sometimes it's the determination of the one that gets the healing. She cried out. She cried out. And even as Jesus was walking by, she knew Jesus is near. How many of you know that Jesus is around right now and you can grab hold of your healing right now? You can't let him pass you by. You've got to grab hold of him and say, I need you now. I need you now. I need you in my life right now to help the pain. Help from this infirmity. Help what I can't see, you can see. Sometimes I walk around not knowing the direction I'm going, where I'm going to go, how I'm going to get there. Sometimes I feel like I'm blind. I need to know how I'm going to get there. And he brings about clarity and direction. He's still in the process of healing every area of your life.
Thank you, Lord.
If you're in need of healing, you need to know that he wants to heal you. He wants to heal you. Do you want to be healed? Are you desiring to be healed? If you're desiring to be healed, grab hold of him. Grab hold of him. Don't ever think that you've done something so wrong that he can't come to you. Because sometimes he has to come directly to you and remove that hindrance that may be there. And he may have to remove something that you've even got so comfortable with. And then he has to touch you in the areas that are vulnerable. And then when he gets into that area, he wants to do a real healing. It's deep. It's rooted. It's in your soul. And within your soul is your emotions. Your emotions get so wrapped up in the circumstance of your life, even with the infirmity in your life, that it becomes a part of you. You can remove the outer, but what is deep inside is in your soul. It's so intertwined with you that you're trying to figure out, how do we get rid of it? It's through a touch of the loving Father through his son Jesus that can remove everything that is on you, in you, and that has you bound. It's not about how much you pray. It's not. It's not about how much you read the Bible. It's never been about that. It's been about how much you engage in a relationship with Jesus Christ. Jesus clearly states, the only way to the Father is through me, Jesus Christ, the Son. When you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, he's the one that's going to help you through your circumstance. He's the one that will touch the areas of your life that you don't want anybody else to touch. Because if it was up to man, man begins to dig. He begins to reveal and unveil where Jesus comes in. And he covers.
Amen. Amen.
With grace, mercy, love, compassion. And wherever the pain was, he is.
Amen.
Wherever the pain is existing in your body, he is. Wherever it is in the place of your life that has caused you so much pain and so much that you don't know what to do anymore, you have to learn how to cry out to him. And he will answer. He doesn't answer just because you know him. He doesn't answer because you know so much of the word. You know so much how to pray that you everybody hears you praying like, wow, you can pray really good. He answers because he loves you.
Amen.
The love of the Father, he doesn't give you infirmities. He doesn't give you sickness or disease. He's come to take it away. So that you don't stay in that infirmity. You don't stay in that place. He wants to take it away.
Amen.
If you choose to go back to it, you're choosing to pick it right back up.
Amen.
Because of what I said, it becomes a part of your soul. If you ever had a diagnosis where the doctor says, I don't know where it's coming from. Your body is just giving you pain, but I can't find the source. It's a spiritual thing. It is. Your body reacts to it. It's so tied up in your soul, your emotion gets caught up with it. People call that the soul tie. But the reality is, there's also a soul that needs to be detoxed. To remove all the things that are not of God. To get rid of everything that has been poured into you, even through somebody else's hardships. Pains. Maybe you've been violated by someone that you trusted. Y'all might as well just go ahead and sit down because there is a nerve in here. If you have ever been violated as an individual, from somebody that you've trusted, it wounded you and it scared you. You've lived in fear of it coming back to you. He wants to heal that, guys. He does. The reason he wants to heal it is because you get so wounded by it, you don't know how to even interact with people around you. Relationships come into your life, but yet you push them away because you're afraid you're going to get hurt. He wants to heal that. Take that away so you can enjoy a real relationship. Him, the lovers of your life, your family, your children. He really wants to get there. If you've ever been violated and it's caused fear in your life, fear, that can be removed out of your soulless realm right now. Right now. So that you can truly be loose of everything that's had you bound. It's a serious issue. It's a very serious issue. And if you know that that's you, it's happened to you, you don't have to raise your hand. God already knows everything. Amen. All you've got to do is say, yes, God, that's me. Get rid of it. 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 Help me to understand. Renew my mind. Flush out my soulless realm so that I can be detoxed of all of these issues in my life that have had me so bound. Ain't nothing wrong with a Christian knowing that they got an issue. There's nothing wrong with that. It's knowing that you have an issue and acknowledging, that's me. Yeah, I got problems. I'm not all that in the bag of chips. Mine may be a little stale, but I'm there. It's when you understand that you need help instead of thinking that you got it all together. When you think you have it all together and you don't have an issue, that's your issue. Amen. No, Pastor, I'm good. No. He knows the truth. I'm just a man. But Jesus wants to come in as a loving Savior and get into that area and bring about a healing in your life. He walked around with compassion for the people, touching them, meeting them, looking into their eyes. And if you were here on Wednesday, you'd know what he would put in your eyes. Maybe he has to spit in your eyes. He has to grab the dirt and put it in your eyes. Maybe he's got to get you to understand it's nothing about your ability, it's about you being vulnerable. And in your frailty, he's going to show you the strength. And in the most important area of your life, he's going to touch your heart. He's going to touch your heart. He wants to show you how much he loves you. But here's the crazy thing. He showed it to you already on the cross. And when he showed you on the cross, he was saying, I love you so much, that I came from my throne to be down here with you, to show you what it's like to abide in the Father. And he went through healing because of compassion for the people. He wants to touch you. Do you want to touch him? We need to touch him. We really need to touch him. Not just the little touch, but a touch that brings about virtue. Change. Change. A change. A change. Who wants a change? You want to change? How many of you want a real change, though? Not just because people are raising their hands. He wants to really bring about a drastic change in your life. Drastic. We have gone through motions, haven't we not? Haven't we gone to church enough to say, it's church Sunday? Weather's really nice out. Coffee smells good in the morning. The birds chirping. Get an extra hour of sleep. I'm just going to stay in bed. It's family day anyhow. Let's just go relax. And you wouldn't think that that would be the enemy. But it is. You want to know what the name of that spirit is? It's an antichrist spirit. Because he's keeping you away from Christ. He wants to come in and get you so distracted that the distractions get you so worn out. Get you so filled with fear. But if someone knows about my issue, they're going to look at me differently. Jesus has a way of touching, helping, and healing people through the scriptures he shows us. It was displayed today. Did he reveal and did he make them feel like they were not worthy? No, he says, because you're in need, I am here. Because you're wounded, I am here. And because you're going through, I'm going through with you. That things will begin to change. Things that didn't seem like they were going in the right direction begin to just change. He wants to help. Are you willing to let him help you? Are you willing to let him come to you so that he can tell you it's going to be okay? Because sometimes it hurts. Sometimes it feels like you've been left alone. Like nobody is around you anymore that can help you. Depression sometimes sets in. That depression is to keep you so weighed down that you begin to lose hope. But he wants to speak to you, beloved, and tell you that hope is being reinstilled in you. He's going to make some changes for you because how am I going to get out of this situation and this circumstance? It's so hard. It is so hard. I want to do right. I'm trying. Sometimes I get to the point. Put your hand on me. Just put your hand on me. Release blessings to you, beloved. Blessings. Courage and strength. Let them come into your heart once again. Thank you, Jesus. You've tried other things. You try. Maybe it's not a bad thing. Listen to me. You're just looking for some sort of hope. You need change right now. You suffered much loss, and it hurts. Sometimes you can't get past that loss, but he wants to reinstill to you hope once again. Hang on to him. Hang on to him. You're special. So many have come against you in the ear. They talk bad about you. You're beautiful, beloved. Years are going to be restored to you. Years. Hardships. I see you packing and moving, and you were tired of it. Can I just settle? Can I just settle? Can things change so I don't have to keep moving? Lord, I just thank you that you invade her finances right now and bring about stability. In Jesus' mighty name, remove the stress off of her life. I bind the strong man right now, poverty off of her life in Jesus' mighty name. You are blessed to be a blessing. You are blessed to be a blessing. You like to cook, and as you cook, people will come to you. People will come to you. You want to share things. God says you have a heart to give. A heart to give. Just embrace him. Love him. Love him. If I could do this, God, I would do it. He's going to allow you to do it. He's going to allow you to do it. You are a blessing. You're a blessing. In Jesus' name, you'll see good things come your way. Good things, good things. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Turn him up. Service, God. is the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. You are a person, the third person of the Trinity, and we yield to you, Holy Spirit. That you move and have your way. Let man move out of the way and let the Spirit of God begin to speak expressively. Let the Spirit of God touch the areas of their soul, God, to bring about a healing in their soul, Lord, to bring about a healing in their mind. Bring the refreshing wind, God, the refreshing wind back into the lives of your people, God. We're in need of a Savior that will save us from our infirmity, that will save us from every sickness and disease. We need you now, God. We need you now as you entered into the city gates, Lord. They began to shout unto you, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, save now, save now. Lord, we need you right now, God, to bring about healing in someone that don't want to even come close to you, God. But you will come draw nigh to them, God, because you love them so much, God. These are your precious children, and we will fight to the end to bring about healing, deliverance. Father, in Jesus' mighty name, God, we thank you that what's being held up, Father God, is being destroyed. We don't strike the rock, we speak to the rock so that the water shall flow. Because we obey you, O God. Lord, I thank you that we can be just like the woman at the well and drink of the water from you, Lord, and we will thirst no more. I thank you that you are the living waters, Lord. The living waters. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Put your hand on her shoulders, please. Father, in the name of Jesus, you're not forgotten. Don't be frustrated with it. There's just fear on the other side. There's just fear on the other side. You keep pressing through. You keep walking through. And you continue to walk this thing out with Jesus. And he's going to show you that you made the right choice. The right choice. And he's going to touch that area of your heart right now in Jesus' mighty name. Let the anger and the bitterness go. Let it go. Let it go. Let forgiveness. Let forgiveness be there. Let it be there. Father, in Jesus' mighty name, I thank you for her. I bless her in the name of the Lord Jesus. I release, Father God, the blessing of God over her life right now. Oh, the wounding that has taken place. Thank you, Jesus. I had spent time with you, and I felt your peace. And I didn't want to leave. Stay in my presence, beloved. And I will walk with you, walk through with you, and I will raise you up. This is yet but a season in the valley. But in the valley, you begin to see the fruit. The fruit. And know it by the fruit. By the fruit. Don't let it get hard. Don't. Guard, but don't let it get hard. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Mama, hold her. Hold her, Mama. Hold her. Hold her. Hold her. Hold her. Hold her in your arms. Hold her in your arms. Hold her in your arms. Yes, God. Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, da, 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 we'll see. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Walk with me. Walk with me. Walk with me. Walk with me. Walked with you, and you felt me as you felt the breeze blowing on you. As you were alone, I walked with you. I heard your cries. I heard everything deep within inside of you that you didn't want to speak, but you knew it. I was there with you. I walked with you. And everything that you cried out unto me within, as you were walking by the beach and just asking God in your mind, I was with you. And I heard everything that you asked and what you were asking God to do for you. And he knows that you are wounded. He knows you what you want. But he knows this, everything that you asked that you didn't even speak of, he was with you. I see him walking with you now, walking with you. And as you were walking down that sand, he was reaching out to you and saying, I've got you. I've got you. I've got you. If you'll trust me in this one, if you'll trust me in this, I'm going to do it. If you trust me in that, I'm going to do it. Let go so I can do it. Let go so I can do it. Let go so I can do it. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, you're so wonderful. Oh, you're so good.
Past the facade, past the heart.
You're afraid of new things, but this one's going to be good. God is so good. God is so good. He is so good. So good. Hallelujah. It's good to see you guys. It's good to see you guys. Sweet. Not to put you out there, Joseph Ramos, but it's to speak to you subtly. You're enduring in the struggle. You're enduring. You're not going to fail in this struggle, but there is going to be the move. There is going to be the move. In that move, it's not failure, it's success. It's not because you couldn't. It's just the timing. It's just the timing. In this shift, you're going to see a difference in you for yourself. For yourself. You've endured this one. And he allowed you to be in that place of security. But in this move, it's going to be with anticipation and with new things. Hear me. With new things in this move. You were asking and asking, I hear the Spirit of God say this, is it the right thing to do or is it just me? And I hear God say, it's me. It's me. You proved to yourself you could do it. You proved to yourself you could do it. I know I hear the Spirit of God, Mama. I know I hear the Spirit of God. This move will be the move that he has asked for alone. Not for any other reason, but for himself. Be at peace and know this. This move is of me, says the Spirit of God. And when this move takes place, he's going to see everything he labored for and he believed in shall come to pass. Shall come to pass. Whew. Somebody needs to hear this. When you are struggling and you're trying to make it and you're doing the best that you can, the best that you can, know this, that God sees your efforts. He's going to help you through. He's going to help you through. But not only is he going to do that, oh, thank you, Jesus. He's going to bring you out of the pit and take you to the mountaintop. When he told Abraham, hear me now, not a Jew, but a Gentile. Not someone under the law was the one that's supposed to be blessed, but the one that was outside the law, he called to come up. The one that should have been called didn't get called. It's the one that he chose got called. It don't matter what it looks like. It's still going to happen. It's still going to happen. Sign right here. Sign right here. It may look like it's bleak and there's nothing there. But as he looked over at his nephew Lot, says, choose what you will. Choose what you want. And Lot chose what he saw with his eyes, and Abraham knew in his spirit, this is the way I go. And it was fruitful. It multiplied. Hear me. Hear me. It multiplied. Not one, not two, but three times more. You'll oversee it. You will oversee it, and you will receive residual from it. You will receive residual. That the time that you put into it will be menial. When Abraham was climbing up the mountain, his blessing was climbing up on the other side to meet him. Your climb may be hard. You may climb and you may lose your footing, but you don't lose the grip. You keep on climbing because the blessing is coming up on the other side. It's only for a short season that you're working so hard. It's only for a short season that you're trying to just grab hold of anything you can hold on to. But it's the time that you begin to slip that he reaches down and he holds you. And he begins to lift you to get your footing. And as you get your footing, you keep on climbing. You keep on climbing. You don't give up. You don't quit. You keep on climbing. Do you hear me? You hear me? That's the word of the Lord that has come manifest into your life. You keep on grabbing hold. You don't let go. No matter what it looks like, you don't let go. You climb. You press. And when you press through, keep pressing through. Because it's the press of the press that you get what is rightfully yours. No matter what he says to you. No matter what he lies to you. It's what I have spoken, says the Spirit of God, shall be. It's what I have spoken, it shall be. Not in the timing of man, but the timing of God. You press. You press. You press. If you ever wonder why every time you're trying to get up a little bit closer, you slide back down, it's because the people you're carrying. It's because the weight that is on your shoulder. It's because what's on top of you that you're trying to carry it by yourself. Let go and let God. Let go and let God. Because you will climb to the top. And when you get to the top, you'll look at how much further you are. And when you release to the people that are down below. Oh, hear me, beloved. The Spirit of God has spoken and spoken into existence. And when the word of the Lord comes out of the mouth, it shall not return void unto him. Regardless of what the enemy says, regardless of what he's trying to do, regardless of what it looks like, but God. But God. Because he spoke it before it was ever formed. Before it was ever formed. He's going to do it. He's going to do it because he said so. You just keep on, and every time you think you're losing footing, just hold still because he's about to lift you up even higher. How come it's every mountain I have to climb? Because you ain't climbing it by yourself. I've got to take you higher because you've been so low. You've been so low, I've got to take you up. They're never going to understand you. They're not. They're always going to misunderstand you. Every instrument that God used in the Bible was always misunderstood. Don't worry about whether or not they stroke you on the left or stroke you on the right. He's got you in his hands. Know that he's lifting you up, and he's lifting you up out of the valley, but he's going to require you to climb. 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 God is so good. He is so good. He ain't going to leave you there. Thank you, Jesus. You got promotion coming to you, son. You got a promotion coming to you. They're going to give you two places that you can choose to go. The first one you're going to choose because it's what you want to do. It's what you want to do. The second time they're going to come to you and say, but I need you here. And you're going to know it because you're going to want it. But I want, but I need you here. I need you here. But what's the difference? Because you'll lead the crew. You'll lead the shift. You'll lead the shift. And I don't understand the hierarchy of that, but you're going to lead. You're going to lead. They can trust you. They can trust you. They're going to call for you by name. I need you to do this. I need you to do this. You'll know it by the Spirit that it's the timing of God to do it. Watch this. You'll know it, Mama, because he's coming closer to you. He's coming closer to you. Coming closer to you. Prophet, I know you miss him. I know you miss him. You worry for him. I want to spend more time with him. It's coming to you. It's coming to you. Not only that, I also see some pictures on your wall in your room that are coming down. They're coming down. They're being wrapped up. And they're being put away. As they're being put away, there's a move. There's a move. There's a move. There's a move. And in this movement, there's going to be more stuff coming to you. I'm talking to you like a grown person, prophet. It's coming because you're believing. You're believing. The fire had to come in your home. Had to come in your home. You hear me, Mama? Had to. Because where the fire is, His presence is. That's why you felt it lift last night. That's why you felt it lift. Got beyond the ceiling. And you pierced through. That's why. You keep on. You keep on. I can't. Good. He will. He will. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah, I didn't go to no word. But God spoke. Not me, God. He spoke. He's trying to make a point across to all of us. All of us. We're not going to slip and fall back down the mountain and not get what's rightfully ours. Mm. Hear me, sisters. Hear me. Sisters. What you do for a messenger, you reap the messenger's reward. It was abundance and overflow. This is what it allowed me to do, was rest. Rest is coming into the turmoil that's been taking place. He's going to bring an end to it so you can rest. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me without me having it? It's rest. Rest. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on. Let's say. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Woo. Hallelujah. 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 Yes. 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 Oh, my beloved daughter, put your hand on her head. On her head, Hannah. On her head. Father, in the name of Jesus, the unspeakable joy that will continue in her life. I thank you, Lord, that she's not going to be at that job much longer. She is going to a new place. She doesn't want to work nights no more. She don't want to work weekends. She wants to do a job that she knows she has the benefits and the ability to increase in that company. And Lord, I thank you that you have opened the door that is necessary for her life. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah.